Blog Talk Radio.
Zambia Blog Talk Radio on this day, October 4th, 2014. That was Fred Obare, a wonderful Kenyan friend. That's a beautiful worship song. And since today we're talking about the work and the ministry of God, I thought that we could probably do a Fred Obare worship tune. October, what we do on Zambia Blog Talk Radio is we dedicate it to celebrate those that fought for our independence and just to review and reflect on Zambia's independence and how the nation has come along. This year is very special because it's Zambia's Jubilee, and what we have decided to do is we're going to dedicate this show during the week of October just to speak to important organizations and personalities that have contributed to the country over the years. In the past shows, we have spoken to people like Sikota Wina, Malimba Mosheke, Grezu, Mama Kankasa, and Zambia's first president, just to mention a few. And what we decided to do this time is to rather move away from the political arena and speak to other people from different circles of life who have made a contribution to Zambia, and that's what we decided to do. This month, we're going to be speaking to Scripture Union, Mr. Ravi Devaria, the Kapwepwe family, and we are hoping very soon, hopefully if we could get RB or KK to come and join us as well. Now, this program is brought to you or sponsored by Zambian clergy in DFW. The Zambian clergy are inviting everybody to join us for a Jubilee worship celebration on Friday, October 24th at 7 p.m. at North Point Church in Plano. For information, you can go to the clergy website or Facebook page, Zambian clergy in DFW, and you're going to find the information there. So, well, we'll be going to Zambia in a while here. I'm waiting for my colleague to connect our guests, and they will join us shortly as we continue and begin with our discussion to look at the work of Scripture Union in Zambia. Okay, as Matilda is getting ready to do that, we will try to see what is going on behind the scene and just listen to a little bit of music here from our brother Fred Obare. All right, you're listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. This is our Jubilee special feature, and we are getting ready to go to Zambia as we speak to our Scripture Union leaders. Matilda, are we ready? Still waiting. Miss Glenda, good morning. Are you able to talk? All right. I think our guests are here with us. Matilda, are we ready? Okay, we are having a little bit of a technical problem, but we shall continue to just wait on them as we listen to a little bit of music here. All right, everybody listening, please bear with us. We're trying to connect the Scripture Union people in Kitwe, but the number keeps dropping. Let me try to speak to some friends here who have called in. 601, is this Dr. Chongo?
Yes.
Dr. Chongo, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am good, sir. Do you share any memories of Scripture Union?
Oh, a lot. A lot. I was very much involved with Scripture Union. I served in the provincial committee. I didn't serve in the executive, in the national executive, but I was. I interacted with people in the Scripture Union who were from Kitwe, the headquarters.
Yes,
I didn't know
yes.
some of them. At
which province
yeah.
was this?
I was in Southern Province. I served on the provincial committee there as senior leader for a number of years.
Isn't it amazing the influence and impact that the Scripture Union has made in Zambia?
Well, it's very great. And when I look at some of the people who went through Scripture Union, they are the church leaders today in various
That's
denominations.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Right.
You are talking to one right now. I mean, you
yeah.
see, Dr. Chongo, I went into secondary school when I just got saved.
Right.
And you see, the
right.
first experience I had of course, anything of organized Christianity and fellowship or Scripture Union, I was going to change. And
right.
But I mean, my Scripture Union story is just amazing. They just groomed me and prepared me for what God has done in my life so far. And what we are going to do this month, Dr. Chongo, for our Jubilee celebration is over the years, you've been part of Zambia Block Talk Radio and you've seen what we do. So
right.
in the month of October, we dedicated to talk to people that have contributed to the independence struggle.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, we've spoken to the Sukota winners, the Marimba Masheke.
Okay, hold on.
The
yeah,
Mama,
sure, okay? Hold on.
The Mama Kankasas
okay.
and all those. So
right.
I just thought that what we needed to do this time is speak to individuals and organizations that have contributed to Zambia's independence in the past 50 years. So the first organization we're going to speak to, the leaders of Scripture Union, my goodness, what a tremendous impact over the years. Matilda, are we ready?
Yes, we are. I have Amos on the line.
Okay. We are joined by, I believe, Mr. Amos Mwasapa, the National Director. Amos, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. And greetings to everyone listening in.
Yes, we're having challenges with the connection. I don't know whether the National Chairperson is with you as well.
I'm right here. This is Margaret Kamisi. Good afternoon to everybody listening.
Welcome, Sister Margaret Kaniki Suwari. I'm sure every Zambian who's been through Scripture Union, when you say Margaret Kaniki, a light bulb comes on.
I hope so.
We thought that in this special Jubilee celebration, Sister Margaret and Brother Amos, we could try to focus and reflect on organizations and individuals through the work of different organizations who have contributed to Zambia's welfare and well-being to 50 years of independence. Margaret, let me begin by asking you, let's look at the history of Scripture Union. When and how was Scripture Union established worldwide?
Thank you so much. Scripture Union started a very long time ago, particularly, I think, concentrate on Zambia.
Yes.
It did start, I think, in the 60s. For Zambia, actually, the first camp was in 1958, and it was a
wow.
boys' camp. Some of those Christians that came in as professionals, teachers and engineers, they are the ones that actually introduced that work here. And so in 1958, we had the first boys' camp. Then following that, now we had an established council in 1965. And in 1966, I think about that that year, we had Roger Pierce coming in and worked for about 10 years in Zambia, right here in Kitwe, at the Scripture Union, the current Scripture Union house. So it has been around since that time. And actually, we will actually be celebrating 50 years as well, God willing, next year. Because we actually date back to 1955 when we had an established council that year.
Excellent. Talk to us, Margaret. You are talking about a young Zambia then, and I believe by the time the original work was established in Zambia, it was actually during colonial days. Am I right?
Yes, it was. And
how did colonial?
Interesting part.
Yes, I wanted to find. Share with us.
Yes,
would you be able to?
Colonial and. Sorry, I was saying it was in the colonial days, but at least
yes.
There were some people that could actually be taken in, and they were willing to listen to God's word, and these people wanted to share God's word, and especially with the young people, and that was a welcome move. And like I said, it was more established when it was now independent, and at least we had a structure again to have that work going on.
Okay. How did my interest, Margaret, is that how did the colonial government respond to this initiative?
One of the things I think we can actually attest to is the fact that, as you know, Scripture Union wasn't just for the whites. They wanted to actually allow even the locals to be a part and parcel. And so, like I said, there wasn't much. It was just a boys' camp, like a Christian camp that they had. As you know, Zambia was really a British colony, so we had quite a number of churches that were around still. So those were still operating, and Scripture even operated in the same manner, because that, you know, freedom of worship, Zambia has been there. Even that time, in spite of our colonialism, we did have churches that were set up, different churches by the missionaries. So that was a welcome move, because that was one way that Zambia was actually helped, the education system and even the medical system had a lot of missionaries. So it was a norm in a sense, because these people were still there. So it wasn't something out of the norm. It was almost like what was happening, what was allowed, colonial masters.
Excellent. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. This is the beginning of our special Jubilee celebration, and we are concentrating on organizations and individuals that have contributed to Zambia's welfare so far. We're talking to Mrs. Margaret Kaniki Siwale, the National Chairperson, and Mr. Amos Mwasapa, the National Director. Some friends of Scripture Union in America have established an account, and if you'd like to contribute towards that, you can just go to any Bank of America in the United States and ask for Scripture Union, and you can make your contribution there. Mrs. Wale, before we speak to Brother Amos, you have been with Scripture Union, if I may say, forever. I know. Share with us how long you've been with Scripture Union and how you got involved.
Very interesting. Incidentally, the Mr. Pierce that I spoke about, who came, was the one that led my older sister to Christ just about early 70s, about 1970 or so. And she came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Then she was the one that actually introduced us and actually a witness to me as well later on in my years. So from that time, she was discipled by a Scripture Union worker, Mr. Pierce, and she started growing up and started evangelizing us as the siblings. So through the years, as I was quite young, but I was involved, I think, as early as grade 4. in my grade 4. I want to tell you how old I am. Who wants to know? My grade 4, which was about 1975, I was actually involved with Scripture Union. I was reading their reading notes. They had little notes for primary called The Way to Get the Power. So that's how I got involved. Then through my years in secondary school, I was part of Scripture Union. And I remember as a primary school child, I was, I think, one of the youngest campers those days, because I went to a camp in grade 6, grade 7, and continued on. Still down. So this is really, I think, where my basis for even my stand in Christ comes through. So Scripture Union is very special for me.
Excellent. What was the, what prompted the idea or the strategy of targeting the youth through secondary? And I believe, I didn't even know that it was in primary schools. What was the concept or the idea of going into secondary schools?
One of the things that you know is that we have our own proverb that, you know, the shoots of today are the forests of tomorrow. You know, the Bemba word for that. And I think the important thing is, in any country, and especially in a country like Zambia, the youth are the largest population. And if you're going to invest anybody, you better invest in the youth. And importantly, like the Bible says in Psalm 78, God intends that we speak to the next generation so that they also speak to the next generation and they intend the next generation. The motivation is any child growing up, like the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go and when he shall not depart from it. It is important for us to target the children because they are the future leaders. They are the ones that are actually in the transit and in the prime of their life. And that's the best time. And incidentally, if you look at research, it is said most of the people that give their life to Christ do that between the age of 12 to about 30. It's much, much easier because you can actually plant something in a child and they'll be willing to listen. And so the motivation and the desire to reach the children was that you actually grow the children to love the Lord Jesus Christ, grow up into leaders that are actually going to know God with the fear of the Lord. And so we know that the largest population, the best population, because they are growing up, they'll actually have right morals, they'll have the right basis for their life. It's important to start at an early age.
Excellent, excellent. Let's talk to the National Director, Brother Amos. Brother Amos, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, please, Zambia is a very wide and vast country, Brother Amos. How is the union, Scripture Union structured to ensure that everything is going well? And I mean, there are so many secondary schools.
Yes, Zambia is quite huge. We have 10 provinces. And from the onset, from the inception of Scripture Union, it was structured in such a way that we have a few full-time workers and a large work volunteers. So each province has what we call an area committee. These are, most of them are teachers who come together monthly or bi-monthly and discuss and plan for the province. These come from the district. So it goes down from province to district and then to particular schools, secondary schools and primary schools. And that's how we manage to connect ourselves with each and every school in every province.
So are you able to tell us, I didn't even realize that you are in primary schools as well until I looked at your website. For those listening to us and they would like to see what Scripture Union is doing in Zambia, the website is scriptureunionzambia.org. www.ramos.org. When did Scripture Union get into primary schools, Ramos?
When? I didn't hear the question, sorry.
Oh, I said I didn't realize that Scripture Union had gone into primary schools as well. When did this happen?
It has always been.
Okay.
Much of our actual work, yes, because the children who come to Sunday school, it is because they've been initiated into Scripture Union at primary level. With the introduction of basic school, that was a little bit disturbed because the concentration now went to grade 8 and 9 and forgot about those that are really primary. But the impact is still emphasized that the primary level also, they're supposed to be targeted. We send materials to teachers who then can have time to study with the young people at primary.
Okay. You are mentioning the aspect of study material, and I know, having being a product of Scripture Union myself, one of the things was the literature and study material that the main office would send to all the places. Do you still do that, and how is it working? How has it been working?
We do still produce the study material, but the challenge is to get them to every school across the nation. Some of them do not get to where we want them to be. But the other challenge is that because of the time that we are in, the young people are shunning the study of the description and way of studying the Word of God.
Yes.
And they rather have open sharing and other things. Those are the things that we're working at to ensure that we go back to the tradition of how to study the Bible and be grounded in the Word of God.
Mm. How are these materials put together by Amos, and how do you ensure that, you know, institutions like secondary, primary schools and colleges, for that matter, I've got a diverse representation of people. Have you had any challenges of people on issues of doctrine on the study materials?
We do not necessarily dwell on doctrine. We want to the Word of God as it is. We go through the systematic way of studying, where
yes.
We come up with topics, and then we ask the leaders of the churches to write study outlines for those specific topics so that people can discuss and come up to an understanding.
Mm, excellent. If I may go back to...
I don't know.
Yes. Go ahead, by Margaret.
Just to add on, one of the things that we have learned is the fact that we also dwell on things that unite us, on the death, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also on the fact that all of us need to grow. And in as much as we know that these are important aspects, we do dwell on matters that will help them grow in the things of God, grow in the knowledge of God, because in the respective churches, they do have the doctrinal emphasis on a matter of things. But we do choose things that will build all of us up and dwell on things that will help us to grow in the things of God.
Mm. Excellent. Well, Margaret, I was actually going to come to you to say you've been with Scripture Union for a number of years, like you shared with us. Obviously, the government over a period of years built more schools. How did that affect your work at Scripture Union?
Amos has said, one of the things is we don't always have all the teachers that we want in every school. And the other challenge has been there are some places where we don't have senior friends who are there, especially with the number of schools that have been built. But we are grateful to God that last year we were recognized as one of those organizations that have been working in the schools for a long time. And
yes,
we were recognized as a channel to ensure that we have morals and godly living, to instill morals and godly living in the young people. So the Ministry of Education actually signed a memorandum of understanding with Scripture Union last year on the 30th of October 2013, allowing or designating Scripture Union as the key parachurch organization, or so umbrella parachurch organization, that will operate in schools to effectively carry out Christian education and also to make sure that we have morals in the schools. So with that challenge, we are actually going back to see if we can establish other area committees, like Amos said, so that we are able to find other senior friends that can actually help in the new schools. And that actually broadens, and we go back to the same principle of having fewer staff workers, also make use of the people that are out there from the churches, from the schools themselves, as volunteers to help to reach the young people for the Lord Jesus Christ through Scripture Union.
Excellent. How does your relationship look like with the churches in various towns and areas across the country? How do you collaborate your activities of Scripture Union and with the local churches?
One of the key things that we do is part of our work, we actually do promotions in the churches, because we know we can only work with them. We're not going to work nation, because the members, even those the same volunteers, are members of the churches, just like we are also members of the churches. So we actually do promotions, Bible promotions in the churches, to promote the work of Scripture Union and share with them. And some of those workers come from there because they offer to help as volunteers. They are also the people that become supporters for Scripture Union. And like you said, it's not most of the churches have their programs, but I think we want to dwell on the fact that we want to enhance the reading of God's Word, the growing in grace through God's Word. And we are not going to... We are not a church, neither are we going to do the work of that the church does, but we work in collaboration with them through those promotions, and also having them to help us with the members helping as volunteers. So in that way, we collaborate with them, and we write to them and ask them if we can do those presentations in the churches. Then we have people that are asked, or recruit other people that want to be volunteers and helpers and supporters. So that has been helpful. And most churches, I must say, have been very open. Incidentally, like you would know, most people, most pastors have actually gone through Scripture Union. Most of these, so it's much easier. Bishops we have gone through Scripture Union. They were also, you know, they started from Scripture Union. So we actually have a voice there. We need to just be given those opportunities, and sometimes most of the churches do give us that opportunity to share for a few minutes about Scripture Union and ask for their support, not only in terms of finances, but in terms of prayer, but also people being volunteers to help us with the work in this vast country of Zambia.
Excellent. But either you, Margaret, or Brother Amos can respond to this question. I remember one of the highlights in the secondary school life or primary school life of any Scripture Union member is a Scripture Union camp. And my goodness, that was just something that we looked forward to every school holiday. How have these Scripture Union camps been working, and how is the funding?
We still hold SU camps across the nation.
Yes.
Our target is to have at least one camp or two in each province. But obviously there are some provinces that are struggling because the volunteer base is low. But we still organize camps, and we still have many young people coming to these camps, less than 200 in each camp. And usually the challenge is that we have challenges with leadership, because we are, the principle is that we are supposed to have many leaders in relation to the students or teachers who have come to that camp, to the camp. But in other words, we still hold camp and different things. Some are experiential camps, others are teaching camps, and it is the highest, the climax of Christian activity in the school.
Yes. How and does the...
Financing camps has been a challenge because they are highly subsidized. We ask young people to pay as less as 50 kwacha in Zambian, it's less than $5. But we try to write to organizations and local churches and individuals to support camps or to support campers so that they can come to and attend camp. And some have come through, others have given donations in terms of material things like meal and those things that we use in camp. And that's how we have managed to run this camp. But financially, it has been a challenge. Yes.
Vamos, please give us, if you're able to, like, a basic budget to host a camp of about, you said the average attendance is what, 100, 200 students?
The average attendance is 250 students in one camp.
Okay. What would be a basic budget for a camp like that?
In Zambian kwacha, we put it at 20,000 kwacha. I don't know in dollars that how much it amounts to. We divide that by 6.2, then it will give you the dollars.
Okay. Matilda, can you do that for us as we are talking here? because these things are important, that because these are the strengths that build the organization and supplement, of course, the weekly meetings that go on in every school. Apart from the camps, what other meetings or projects is Scripture Union doing that bring the students together?
We have been running what we call life skills programs. These are programs for behavior change. You know that at one point Zambia was quite hit by HIV and AIDS.
Yes.
We found that the prevalence are going down, but it's still here. So we train young people on how to respond, to become assertive, to know who they are and their values, so that they not just be taken away by the chaff and everything else that come by the wind. So we train them on how to respond and how to be effective in that way. So we have life skills programs that we do conduct in various schools. We also leadership training to the SU groups themselves so that they know how to run SU groups. And we also do training programs for youth leaders in local churches who want, if the churches call on us for leadership training, we do provide those. We also have children's holiday clubs. When young people close in April and August, we
yes.
bring them together in a particular place and play with them, have fun and games, so that they, and at the end of the day, they give them memory verses and all that. These are most of the activities that we do. We are at the moment running a program sponsored by TF and UK, that is more to do with empowering young people in a particular community that is struggling by many vices, prostitution, HIV, and poverty. So we are going in there to help them to and to guide them that they can do something in their own situation. And we provide all kinds of training in there as well.
Mm,
we
excellent.
We also provide help teachers, Sunday school teachers training.
This is for
yes.
senior partners?
Yes, Sunday school teachers training for teachers in Sunday school. We know that most of our churches, Sunday school is not very much regarded, but we try to help churches
realize that it is important to attach importance to Sunday school. So train the young people and the leaders of Sunday school so that they know how to program and how to lead Sunday school in their local churches.
Excellent. To our colleagues and everybody listening to us, we're talking to the National Chairperson of Scripture Union Zambia, Mrs. Margaret Kaniki Swale, and the National Director, Brother Amos Mwasapa. All my friends out there, those of us that have come through Scripture Union through the years, I want to encourage you. They'll soon be putting a PayPal link on the website, scriptureunionzambia.org. A contribution of $20-$50 can go a long way. Or for those of us in America, you can walk to any Bank of America in the United States and just ask for Scripture Union account and they'll give it to you. You can follow them on Facebook. It's SU Zambia. There are so many Scripture Union pages, but this one is SU Zambia. Mrs. Swale, a lot of people have gone through Scripture Union. What is your word to us to participate and how can we participate and contribute to Scripture Union for those of us that have been blessed to go through and were trained through this?
Thank you so much. You know, one of the things that I want to say is, for me, it set out the base for the type of a person that I am, the leadership training that we had, and I want to call on every person that was there. We can make a difference in the children's lives. Right now, the young people are at the center of Satan's attacks because they're in a transition stage, and they are the ones that are hit the most. Technology hasn't helped us anyway. But all we are saying is your contribution, you can actually make a difference in a child's life, in a young person's life. And with the fear of the Lord, we can have leaders of integrity. I'm interested and I want to see, because we've seen some of the big people. Incidentally, even the first lady in Zambia, Dr. Kaseva, is a product of Scripture Union.
There you go.
Bishop Joshua Banda. He's a product of Scripture Union. Some of the ministers that we have, even the current secretary to the cabinet, went through Scripture Union, then Zafis. And so we see a lot of people that are standing out. We can make that difference and grow up a crop of young people that are God-fearing. So your contribution will go a long way. Whatever you can manage, that will make a difference. And this is our time. And God has allowed us to be alive for such a time as this. We can leave a legacy saying we actually raised something for the young people and made a difference.
That's very true. And I totally agree with what you're saying because, I mean, you've mentioned like 3-4 people. I mean, I can think about Dr. Nevas Mumba. I can think about a lot of other people.
Dr. Nevas Mumba is one of those people that was there. He's also the president of a party. Right now we have Honorable Yamfom Kanga. He was part of that. He came from Scripture Union. We have Honorable Wilbert Musa. He's a minister in Zambia. He came from Scripture Union into Zafis. And there are men that are standing with integrity there. So we have quite a number of people. Even the people around in most fraternities have gone through Scripture Union.
Scripture Union.
We can make a difference.
Yes, we can. And Scripture Union, Mrs. Swale, has got an alumni group of people. Is that right?
Yes, with Scripture Union friends. So we want people that are out there. All of us that passed, we do not forget our beginnings. Those little beginnings have made a difference. So we'll call you our Scripture Union friend. And that's why we are saying your help is not only in terms of material, but also just being there. We can be role models for the young people. That's what they need now. Instead of having pictures of the singers and the actors, they can have pictures of Christian leaders, Christian men and women with integrity. that they want to follow, because we have made a difference in our lives, and our lives count for that. So it is important. We do have Friends of Scripture Union, so we want everybody to be part and parcel. If you passed, remember where we came from. It made a difference in our lives.
Absolutely. And this is the reason that we are doing this discussion today. I just thought that as a product of Scripture Union myself, I think I felt like in this year of Jubilee, Brother Amos, Sister Margaret, that we needed to do something here. And with some of my friends in the United States, like we are saying, we've established and set up a few things to try and make a contribution to this. All my friends, whether you are in Europe,
very
in Australia,
and that's an encouragement to us.
All those listening to us, my friends in Europe, Australia, I know there are a lot of Zambians in South Africa listening. Please, let's stand up and let's not make this organization struggle. It contributed a lot and has made us or what we are today. And you see, amazingly, if I may tell you this, Margaret and Amos, you know, I went into secondary school when I had just become a Christian. And Scripture Union made a huge difference to my life. Here's an amazing thing that happened. I became chairperson when I was in Form 2.
Okay.
Yes. And that was a record broken.
And we can, Form 2.
Because,
you know?
Yeah, because,
and
you know, these positions are for seniors.
I went into Scripture in Form 1.
It's amazing. I mean, the Scripture Union story is a great story to be told. So to all our friends listening,
it's
very shortly
great
we...
It's a story. Because even the husband I'm married to, I would have you know, gave his life to the Lord in Scripture Union. And, you know, you look at where we came from, different places, but it made that difference. Few workers, but the word of God has gone on. For us, I think the encouragement has been for the past 50 years, in of the challenges, we have seen this work go on. This is the work of the Lord.
Amen.
And we
want
to be a part and parcel as co-workers with the Lord. So let's put our hands together, let's put our heads together, and use the resources God has given us for such a time as this.
That's right. And for those that are listening and are going to listen to this show, because these shows are recorded and they don't go away, I want to encourage those that are not listening live and they are going to listen to the recorded show that very shortly our friends will be putting a PayPal link on the Scripture Union page, which is www.scriptureunionzambia.org. Please go there and make any contribution you can make. Let's push this work of the Lord to go forward. For those living in the United States, you can walk in any Bank of America branch and ask them for a Scripture Union account, and they will. You can make a deposit there. Come on, friends, let's do this, and let's make the work of the Lord move forward. But Amos, what are you looking at? I know the year is coming to an end in this year of Jubilee. What are some of the things that you are working on in your office as National Director?
We want to, as we go into next year, we'll be planning for the whole 2015, but we're looking at taking back the young people to the Word of God. What is obtaining in schools at the moment is that young people are excited with whatever they see on television, and that's what they are bringing to Scripture Union. And they are telling them that this is not the way, but Scripture Union way is a balanced way. We embrace and accept whoever comes and ensure that they grow and are discipled in the Lord. So we're working more into training. We train the young people themselves, train the volunteers, want to train also the officers from the Ministry of Education, because those are our links, and they need to know, and they should support the way Scripture Union work in when they are in school or in their offices.
Excellent. The figure that you gave me of 20,000 kwacha per camp, my colleagues have done the mathematics. It's about $3,000, and that's not much. I'm sure a number of us in the U.S. can sponsor that. Just a few individuals can sponsor one SU camp in Zambia. When is the next SU camp, Ramos?
It is from December 7th to 18th, I think.
All right, so we have one coming up in December.
Yes.
We have one coming up in December. Let's do our best to see if we can sponsor that that camp. Let me see if I've got some people of code in here who might have questions as we wind down. 612, is this Titus?
Nathan, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead with your question.
Oh, no, it's just a comment. I remember going to Scripture Union at Waddington Center in Lusaka some time ago. I think it's good to support anything. Let me know the breakdowns and let's see what we can do.
Excellent.
I think it's very important to attend to things of which people need help with. So we can look out for each other.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Titus.
Yes.
Like I've said to all our colleagues listening and who are going to listen to this recorded show, please note that there's going to be a PayPal link put on the website so that I know a lot of people from abroad can donate through that PayPal link. And apparently we have somebody here, Sister Margaret, who used to be a senior friend in Scripture Union. Dr. Chongo, are you there?
Wow.
Yes, I am.
Please, we have Mrs. Swale here. Go ahead, Dr. Chongo.
Yeah, how are you, Ms. Swale? I know she can't remember me because
well.
I'm... I don't know if you remember.
Voice.
Yeah, we were in the group of Brother Simon Mwale, Willie Kamanga, and you, and we were coming for the camp meeting in Southern. Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's exciting to hear that you are the leader now.
Young. Can we get back there again?
Yeah. So it's good to hear that work is continuing there and that, you know, people who went through it are leading the work. And one thing that I would just mention here is Nathan did mention the term, the alumni. It would be a good idea, especially for those in the office, you know, to try and look for the people who have been leaders before and have, you know,
yes,
a list of them so that you can be updating us on what is going on. Because a couple years ago, we sponsored a number of kids for Scripture Union Camp in Southern Province, but we have had no information now as to when the camps are and who the leaders are. So we are just quiet and we would have done something again, but we are not doing anything because we don't know what's happening, you know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll definitely improve on that. And now
right.
I think the links that we have, we will definitely post in and be able to share with our friends out there. We appreciate the work you did. You can see that work as a senior friend and also those camp leaders.
Mm.
This is me now because you led me well. So we
right.
want that to continue. You know,
right.
Like Paul said to Timothy, you know, entrust the teachings you have heard to faithful men that will entrust
Amen.
To others as well. So we want
Amen.
This to be passed on. Thank you so much.
We have
excellent.
That.
We have
excellent. Go ahead,
our
Ramos.
In Southern Province are always held in April holidays.
Thank you.
Okay. Excellent. So you are assured, Margaret and Ramos, that Dr. Chongo and I will get together and we're going to revive these Friends of Scripture Union abroad. We're going to go on this thing because
Thank
this
him
is our
as
special
Lord, grant you the grace. We appreciate
Yeah, this is our Jubilee celebration. We are saying after Scripture Union has been in Zambia for almost 51 years, I think we need to take it to another level. Let me give you a chance to say your final words as we are coming to the conclusion here. But Amos, you can go, and then Margaret will conclude.
We are grateful for this opportunity to be able to chat with you and whoever is listening in. Our prayer is that we can have many people come through so that the work may continue to grow and develop. We have had many challenges, but the Lord has been faithful and has led us this far, and we will continue to be grateful to him and also to those that are supporting us.
Excellent. Thank you.
And Adam, we want to say thank you so much for this initiative, Brother Nathan. We appreciate and we are grateful to the whole team there. And thank you for the work you're doing. We want to be a part of what God is doing in these last days. When the enemy has risen up, we also want to rise up to the occasion and serve the Lord earnestly and with all we have. So I want to encourage every person. We can make a difference. We can do much more because God has set us for such a time as this. So your participation will really go a long way. We do have a campsite which is still under development, and those are things that we are saying. We have our strategic plan, and part of it, we are saying we want to increase the staff presence in the schools. We want to go around in the schools. You can choose to particularly say, I want this money to go to school visits. Mm. You can also say, I want this money to go to the camp. You can say, I want this money to help out in any way you want. So we want your help, not only the finances. We want you to pray. We want you to also give us the wisdom and share some of the things that we can do. Our world is turning all the time. Mm. But all we want is to have you around as a friend of Scripture Union. That gives us the comfort, and it has given us the encouragement. So thank you so very much to each one of you. May the Lord himself reward you greatly, because he is a faithful God.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. We are honored and privileged to host Mrs. Margaret Kaniki Siwali, the National Chairperson, and Mr. Amos Mwasapa, the National Director. Please go to the website, scriptureunionzambia.org. There's going to be a PayPal link put there. And you, for those living in America, you can walk to any Bank of America branch and ask for information to deposit into the account. Next week, remember, this is Jubilee celebration. We're going to be speaking to Mr. Ravi Deveria. His family helped sponsor the struggle for independence. You may not even know that name, but he's going to share with us. And then at the other weekend, we're going to speak to the Kapwepwe family. And on the weekend of independence, we'll either talk to President Banda or KK himself. We thank everybody for joining us. Let me also say that Zambia Block Talk Radio and the family of Zambia Block Talk Radio wishes to convey our condolences to our friend, a regular contributor to this forum, Jabez Imbula. He lost his mother the other day. Jabez, our thoughts and our prayers are with you. We also want to convey our condolences to Pastor Mwaka and the Lewanika family. They've just lost a member of the family, and our prayers are with them. We thank Ma Margaret and Ma Amos. Everybody have a good weekend, and join us on October 24th at 7 p.m. for a Jubilee worship celebration where we're going to give God the thanks for his goodness to us. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you, and God bless. Bye-bye.
We're near one now.